The scriptural selection is from the King James Bible and Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, the textbook written by the discovering founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy. The readings are recorded so that people worldwide may listen to them at their convenience. The title of the readings is Noah, Nathan, and Nicodemus, Righteous Men Demonstrating Life for Righteousness' Sake. I'll start with Science and Health. We reach the science of Christianity through demonstration of the divine nature. We must realize the ability of mental might to offset human misconceptions and to replace them with the life which is spiritual, not material. Goodness attains the demonstration of truth. The Bible. Ephesians. The fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. All things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Revelations. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Genesis. Noah was 500 years old and begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And it came to pass, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And the Lord said, Come thou, and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation. In the 600th year of Noah's life were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth and Noah's wife and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark, and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. And the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him, and the waters prevailed upon the earth. And God remembered Noah, and made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged, and the ark rested upon the mountains of Ararat. At the end of 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro. Also he sent forth a dove, and she returned. Yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came into him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the face of the ground was dry. Go forth of the ark, God spake unto Noah. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kinds, went forth out of the ark. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth. Science and Health. Metaphors abound in the Bible, and names are often expressive of spiritual ideas. Noah, knowledge of the nothingness of mortal material things and of the immortality of all that is spiritual. Shem, Noah's son, kindly affection, love rebuking error, reproof of sensualism. Ham, Noah's son, corporeal belief, sensuality, slavery, tyranny. Japheth, Noah's son, a type of spiritual peace flowing from the understanding that God is the divine principle of all existence and that man is his idea, the child of his care. Ark, safety. Science showing that the spiritual realities of all things are created by him and exist forever. The ark indicates temptation overcome and followed by exaltation. Dove, a symbol of divine science, purity and peace, hope and faith. Let them have dominion. All that God imparts moves in accord with him, reflecting goodness and power. In the figurative transmission from the divine thought to the human, diligence, promptness, and perseverance are likened to the cattle upon a thousand hills. They carry the baggage of stern resolve and keep pace with highest purpose. Tenderness accompanies all the might imparted by Spirit. The Bible, James. Brethren, he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. 2 Samuel. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up. And it grew up together with him and with his children. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled. He shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, for thou didst secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, thou shalt not die. Science and health. Those ready for the blessing you impart will give thanks. The broadest facts array the most falsities against themselves, for they bring error from undercover. It requires courage to utter truth. He uttereth his voice, the earth melted. People like you better when you tell them their virtues than when you tell them their vices. It requires the spirit of our blessed master to tell a man his faults and so risk human displeasure for the sake of doing right and benefiting our race. Who is telling mankind of the foe in ambush? Is the informer one who sees the foe? If so, listen and be wise. Escape from evil and designate those as unfaithful stewards who have seen the danger and yet have given no warning. If the scientist reaches his patient through divine love, the healing work will be accomplished at one visit, and the disease will vanish into its native nothingness like dew before the morning sunshine. Expose and denounce the claims of evil and disease in all their forms, but realize no reality in them. The Bible, James. Who is a wise man endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. The wisdom that is from above is easy to be entreated, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. John. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, Of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, This is the Christ. But some said, Shall Christ come out of Galilee? So there was a division among the people because of him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, Why have you not brought him? The officers answered, Never man spake like this man. Are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or the Pharisees believed on him? This people who knoweth not the law, accursed. Nicodemus saith unto them, He that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, doth our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? They answered and said unto him, Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. And every man went unto his own house. 1 Corinthians. Now all these things happened for ensamples, and are written for our admonition. The Science and Health. We cannot build safely on false foundations. Truth makes a new creature in whom old things pass away and all things are become new. Passions, selfishness, false appetites, hatred, fear, all sensuality yield to spirituality. And the superabundance of being is on the side of God, good. We cannot fill vessels already full. The way to extract error from mortal mind is to pour in truth through flood tides of love. Christian perfection is won on no other basis. Millions of unprejudiced minds, simple seekers for truth, weary wanderers athirst in the desert, are waiting and watching for rest and drink. Give them a cup of cold water in Christ's name and never fear the consequences. What if the old dragon should send forth a new flood to drown the Christ idea? He can neither drown your voice with its roar, nor again sink the world into the deep waters of chaos and old night. In this age, the earth will help the woman. The spiritual idea will be understood. Through the wholesome chastisements of love, we are helped onward in the march towards righteousness, purity, and peace and purity, which are the landmarks of science. Beholding the infinite tasks of truth, we pause, wait on God. Then we push onward until boundless thought walks enraptured and conception unconfined is winged to reach the divine glory. This concludes the readings and the recording portion of our meeting.